The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen, let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And just when you think you saw everything, think again as Bucky Badger is able to knock down Arizona yesterday. Tell you what, man, this March Madness thing this year has been unbelievable, unpredictable, as always, but amazing games. And I think Wisconsin played in two of the better games of the whole tournament. The Oregon game, and then yesterday with Arizona. Amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. A lot of other things going on, too. DeSean Jackson news out of Philadelphia. Miggy Cabrera getting paid. Trout getting paid. A lot of things going on in the sports world, and I'm fortunate to have Jeff Rich to talk to me about a lot of things going on. So, Jeff, good morning, man. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. I don't usually see 8 a.m. in Las Vegas, Nevada, but it's going to happen this morning.
Yeah, and I appreciate you coming to me from Las Vegas, Nevada. What are you doing there, by the way, man?
Just connecting with some family, watching some basketball games, and having a good time, as you often do in Vegas.
I agree 100%. We're going to have a good time here, too, talking sports. On the other side, we'll have Mary Nemitz from Ticks for Cause. As we do each and every week, we talk to her about a featured charity, but more importantly, how you can get involved, how you can help out the cause and donate to a charity of your choice. So we'll have Mary Nemitz on the other side from Ticks for Cause. Jeff Rich, the Dorf Man, taking you through this hour. A ton of things to talk about. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Only new Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal cat litter guarantees an odor-free home for 7 days.
My name is Erin. I manage a pet sitting company. I honestly feel like I have the most experience with litter boxes of any person I know. Clump & Seal is totally different. Even after 7 days, I did not notice any odor. You're not getting the dust that comes up. There was some sort of sealing magic happening.
New Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal cat litter. 7 day odor-free home guaranteed. Look on the package for $3 off.
Buy a box, see what you think in 7 days, because it's legit.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich along with me today as he is in Las Vegas. And like he said, up earlier than most people probably are right now. I'm assuming, it's pretty quiet there. But in general, we're lucky to have Jeff Rich with us as we do each and every week. And now we're going to bring on Mary Nemitz from Ticks for Cause. Mary, how you doing this morning?
Well, good morning, Andy. Good morning, Jeff. I'm doing great. How about you guys?
Well, I'm fantastic. I'll tell you what. I've been a little bit under the weather, but I feel like I'm starting to come around. And what better time than after my Wisconsin Badgers are able to take down the University of Arizona Wildcats in a real thriller. And what I actually said earlier was I think Wisconsin was involved in two of the better games of the whole tournament, but from where I'm sitting right now, I'll tell you what, everything's pretty good, Mary.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. And that game last night was incredible for us, especially because Frank Kaminsky graduated from the high school where our son went to school. And he's just a great kid, great family, great story. And we could not be more excited about it. So it was just a thrill every second.
I agree, and I'm calling him Frank the Tank now after what he did. I mean, the guy was unbelievable. I just wanted them to keep getting him the ball because it seemed like good things happened more often than not. When it touched Frank's hands, he would either distribute it or score himself, and just had a fantastic ball game. And when Decker and some of the other guys didn't show up, they really needed a big performance out of Kaminsky, so it was really good to see that he was able to step up to the challenge. And you know what, I got to tell you, Mary, I've been thinking about this, and each and every week, you educate us about something going on with a new charity or something to heighten my awareness about something that I didn't know. And once again, you shocked me. I didn't know that you had ties to Frank Kaminsky, and just amazing stuff that we get out of you each and every week. And what I also find to be interesting is you're a big sports fan, and I can tell, so that's pretty darn cool, to be honest with you.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I am a total sports geek. My dad was a coach. My mom sat me down when I was about 5 or 6 and said, look, this is the way it works in this house. We like sports. We do sports. We will love sports. So it's ingrained in me, and I don't think there's a sport I don't enjoy watching. So it's a lot of fun talking with you guys.
Absolutely. We really appreciate you each and every week, by the way, as well. Again, Mary Nemitz from Ticks for Cause, and you can check out the website, ticksforcause.com. Mary, before we get into the Epilepsy Foundation of Greater Chicago, talk to us a little bit about Ticks for Cause.
Oh, I'd love to. Andy, Ticks for Cause is the ticket website with a heart, making a huge difference out there for our charity members as well as the communities that they serve. Unlike any other ticket exchange out there, what we do on Ticks for Cause is we allow people to find the sports, concert, theater tickets that they're looking for anywhere across the country to any event, to buy those tickets competitively priced, and they help their charity of choice at the same time. And people say, well, how can you do that? How can you do that? Well, we're not ticket brokers. We don't own these tickets. What we do is we allow access into the pool of these tickets. People buy them on our site. It's extremely transparent, and we share 50% of what we make with the charity of your choice. And it's that simple. We also allow people to donate tickets. We're a full-service website that we have out here, and it is making a big difference, as I said, for our charity members and for all of us in the communities that these charities serve. So it's just a great opportunity.
And I want people to know that not only do we talk about TicksForCause.com on the program, I myself have used Ticks for Cause to go to spring training games. And I know, Jeff, if I'm not mistaken, you have also used Ticks for Cause as well, right?
Oh, yeah. It's so easy to use.
I mean, in general, you can do whatever you want on there. Like Mary said, sports, entertainment, you name it, they pretty much have you covered. And this is another thing I always like talking to you about is the featured charity of the week. And you usually give me an education on things here, too. And first of all, can you explain a little bit about epilepsy and what it does and how the condition affects people?
Sure. Epilepsy is hard to believe, but it's a neurological condition. And it's the fourth most common neurological problem that people face behind migraines, strokes, and Alzheimer's. And what's amazing with this disease, it's affecting, you know, over 65 million people around the world and 2 million here in the United States. And the rate of diagnosis for this disease is alarming. And what it does is that it affects, there's really no known cause for it. It varies from person to person, and it affects people in different ways. And that, I think, is what's so troubling and difficult for people who are diagnosed with this disease and their families. And if it's not treated properly and it's not caught early enough, it does start to create other additional problems for this person who has this, who's been diagnosed with this disease. So from an Epilepsy Foundation's perspective, it is all about awareness, getting out there about how to diagnose this, how this can be treated. Some people grow out of it. Other people have to deal with this their entire life. And the more that we are aware of this and the more that we can get people help, the easier it is for them to start to have a much more full and rich life and being able to accomplish the things that they're here to accomplish. So it's a real big honor for us to be able to feature them this week, and especially coming after just this past week where we had, they call it a Purple Day. It was on March 26th, and it was World Awareness Day for Epilepsy.
You know, and it's interesting, Mary, because I actually had a roommate that I don't understand exactly, and maybe you can help me a little bit, but I did have a roommate that was epileptic, and he didn't find out that he had epilepsy until he was in the Marines as well. And one day he was out on a training exercise and he had a seizure, and that's when he found out. I mean, is it that – I guess my question is can people not know they even have this?
Sure, I think that's one of the difficult things that they find about how to diagnose this, because it affects – it's not one of the conditions that – it's standard for every single person. Every single person is different, and it manifests itself in different ways, and that's why it is so it's so hard to diagnose or to be able to get people to get in there and to get this diagnosed. And that's why this foundation, and we talk about this word every single week, it's important for so many, awareness, for them to be able to get it out and say, what is epilepsy? What does it mean? What does it mean for someone who may have the symptoms, or for someone like you who's living with a person? They're your friend, they're your family member. What can I do to help this person, and what can we do to help find a cure, help find more treatable ways to get this under control? And that's really what the Epilepsy Foundation is trying to do.
Again, that is the voice of Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com talking about Epilepsy Foundation of Greater Chicago. And again, I always get an education when I talk to you. Jeff, have you got anything for Mary?
Yeah, Mary. You know, epilepsy, ironically, Andy, it actually affected one of my friends while I served in the Marine Corps as well.
And he had a seizure right at, you know, right on the job. And, you know, nobody really knew, you know, what he should be diagnosed with. So it's pretty crazy how few understand this, but it seems like almost all of us know somebody with epilepsy. And my question would be, in selecting a charity, you know, if I'm buying tickets to an event, what exactly is being funded by a donation from Ticks for Cause to the to epilepsy?
Jeff, thanks for asking that question. If, let's just take that word donation. If someone had tickets to an event and they couldn't use them, they can come onto our site, and within 2 minutes they can have those donated. As a matter of fact, now with baseball season, we're getting a lot of donations. Season ticket holders can't go to all the games. They come on, they donate those tickets. 90% of the purchase price of that donated ticket goes to their charity. If you don't have tickets to donate and you still want to go to that game, not to worry. You can come to our site. You not only see the donated tickets, but you see hundreds and thousands of other tickets available on our secondary exchange. When you buy that ticket, 7.5% of that purchase price goes to the charity of your choice. So our mission to make every ticket purchase matter, that's why we do it, because there is a significant amount of money that's going to the charity, again, of your choice. And what's really, really neat about us is that we aren't wasting this opportunity to try to tap into this ticket business. It's a $37 billion business, guys. Yeah. And we're trying to allow everybody out there who wants to buy one of these tickets to go to one of these events, we're trying to give them an opportunity to tap into this ability to make a positive difference for so many deserving organizations.
Mary, as always, really appreciate you taking your time out with us here on the program. Again, Mary Nemes from ticksforcause.com. Check out the website. Like she said, it's the website with a heart, and really just an unbelievable thing that you guys do, Mary.
Oh, you guys, thank you so much for this opportunity and for the awareness. Have a great week, and go Badgers.
Absolutely. Look forward to talking to you next week, Mary, as well.
Thanks, Andy. Bye, Rich.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Well, again, that was Mary Nemes from ticksforcause.com. Join us as she does each and every week. On the other side, our professor of sports, John Poulter, will be joining us. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Welcome back. Once again, it is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I got Jeff Rich along with me. He's in Las Vegas. So maybe we'll have to ask you about some of the numbers there in just a little bit. And I'm talking about the games that will be happening today and just some interesting stuff, as always, when you're in Las Vegas. But now we're going to bring on our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. John, good morning. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Andy. Good morning, Jeff. I'm doing well. How are the two of you?
I'm great. Jeff's probably, recovering to a certain degree, but I'm sure, I don't know. Jeff, how are you doing, man?
Hey, I'm still going. That's all that matters.
That's important when you're in Las Vegas. You got to keep the adrenaline pumping. But, hey, speaking of adrenaline pumping, well, there's been a couple of huge contracts thrown out there. Miggy gets paid nearly $300 million. Over 10 years or something along those lines, and I think they're really excited about the early part of the contract. And then Mike Trout gets paid as well, but I think what he did was really smart, wrapping himself up for 6 years, making himself a free agent once again when he's like 28 years old or something like that. I actually think his was a very, very smart decision on his part because he's committed to the Angels. But at the same time, if it gets bad in about 6 years, he's going to get paid, and then he'll get paid once again. So your thoughts on those two contracts, and then we'll move on from there.
Well, I think they're sort of opposite contracts. One is good, one is bad. One is for a young player who has got lots of potential ahead of him. One is for an older player who's had some good years and is probably going to collect at the end of the contract for some subpar years. So I think that, you know, they're sort of at opposite ends of the spectrum. In respect to the Trout deal, I think it's a great deal for both teams. As you've pointed out, the Angels have got a cornerstone locked up for a number of years until he's 29, and he still has a chance to have a payday at 29. Cabrera is getting paid for what he has done the past few years, but he's 30, and he's already slow, and, you know, at the end of the day, he's going to be a permanent first baseman DH. So, you know, you look at baseball websites, and they're comparing him to some of the all-time greats in terms of where he is at age 30, but all of those guys, sort of with one or two exceptions, and the one exception that comes to mind is Hank Aaron, who played well even at the age of 40. Most of those guys slowed down. So at the end of the day, I think the Tigers are going to be paying for some low production at high dollars. And, you know, why Dombrowski did this when he already had him signed for 2 years surprises me a little bit, to be honest with you.
That's John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us here on the program. Jeff, go ahead. Fire away, Jeff. Or I'm not that John.
Hey, John. Good to talk to you.
Yeah,
you know, the Tigers are once again the chalk favorite for the to win the American League Central. I want to ask you about the rotation. Do you feel that Drew Smyly is ready to step up and fill the shoes of what Doug Pfister's done since that monster trade from Seattle a couple years back?
I'm not so sure that he's going to match him pitch for pitch, win for win, Jeff. Certainly he's a little bit younger, and right now he's a little bit healthier because I see the Nationals put Pfister on the DL yesterday with some back spasms, and that's never good news for a pitcher. But I think Smiley is ready, and there's not a lot of pressure on him to be one of the top two guys with Scherzer and Verlander there. So I think from that standpoint, he's in a pretty good spot. He's breaking in with a good team. He's breaking in the lower half of the rotation, and he's already got his feet wet with being up for a couple of years. So I don't think the Tigers will lose too much there. Certainly in the short term, he's not going to put up the numbers that you'd expect an experienced pitcher like Fisker to put up. But I think 5 years down the road, I think the Tigers will be better for this.
Again, that is the voice of John Paul. Hey, go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, John, I want to keep it in the American League. I got one more for you. You know, the Red Sox announced the other day that Jackie Bradley Jr. was going to be sent down to the minor leagues, and 31-year-old Grady Sizemore, former Cleveland Indian, hasn't played since 2011, is going to be the starting center fielder. But this guy, our last recollection of him is that he plays with reckless abandon in center field. Should fans expect the same Grady Sizemore? And did the Red Sox make this move to give them a little bit more control over Jackie Bradley Jr. Down the road?
Personally, I think it's the latter. I think you're going to look at one of these situations where they're going to give Sizemore 4 to 6 weeks, maybe 2 months, to see what he can do. If he proves that he can play the way that he used to, and Fenway Park being a little bit smaller park, maybe the fact that he's slowing down won't be quite so noticeable. If at the end of 2 months he's playing well, I think they leave Bradley in the minors and let him eat up some more playing time in the minors and take some time off the clock in terms of the contract. If Sizemore isn't playing that well, or if Bradley goes down to the AAA team and plays really well, tears the cover off the ball, they bring him up, and they would go from there. So I think from the Red Sox standpoint, it's probably a win on either side, Jeff.
Hey, John, let me throw this at you, and I'm going to go the opposite direction. I'm going to go the National League, and I want to ask you about the Dodgers a little bit. I guess the feeling out there is that if Yasiel Puig can have the same type of year that he had in 2013, it could make the Dodgers one of those unstoppable teams. Are you feeling that way, or do they need more? Do they need Kershaw? Do they need the rest of the guys to keep playing, or is it all about Puig?
I think Puig's a big part of it. I don't think he's all of it. We all know what an impact he made last year when he first came up, but he's not the whole team. Frankly, if I was the Dodgers, I'd be more concerned about the fact that Kershaw's gone on the DL because of a back problem. Those kinds of things just linger, and I would have to be more concerned, A, from the standpoint that he's your top pitcher, B, he's a dominant pitcher throughout the league, and C, you've just invested a ton of money in this man. If I was the Dodgers, I think I'd be more concerned about how Kershaw was going to get healthy than I was about how Puig was going to play this year.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, he just got paid as well, and when you have those types of things where you're paying somebody and then they get hurt, then you're kind of maybe second-guessing yourself as to whether or not you should have done that in the first place. But I think that Kershaw will probably be just fine. I mean, again, like you said, backs are a little bit dicey, but they got to have a pretty good feeling about Kershaw, and they probably have to have a pretty good feeling about their season.
Yeah, you have to think so. I mean, the Dodgers haven't made a lot of mistakes the last couple of years since Kasdan and the new ownership took over. I mean, obviously a big piece of that is the deep pockets that they have, but I'm still concerned about this Greinke injury. At first, I kind of thought maybe he had come up with this to avoid going to Australia. I see he's now scheduled to start the second game on Tuesday night. So that would be an indication that perhaps he's healthy. But I would also have to think that if Greinke was 100% healthy, he'd be starting tonight on opening night as opposed to Tuesday in game two. So I'd like to see what he looks like on Tuesday night when he throws.
Again, that is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us. Hey, John, I know you have a big day today, so why don't you tell us what you're doing today?
Well, the sign of the winter is almost over is the fact that my curling season is over, and my final game of the year is today at 12:45 Eastern. So, I love the game of curling. It's been a big part of my life for 35 or so years, and it's a great way to make a long, cold winter go by a little bit quickly, but it is nice to get to the end of the season, and the best part of it is that it always coincides with the opening of the baseball season, and you were excited when we talked around Labor Day about the NFL opening, and I think I probably feel the same about opening day in baseball. That's my big day in the sports year.
Yeah, and speaking of which, I saw your email to me. You're going to be out here. I absolutely look forward to meeting you. I think maybe you, Jeff, and I'll all have to get together because I've never met Jeff either. So I think we need to plan something where the three of us get together, maybe for lunch or dinner or something, and get together and talk a little bit, man.
Hey, I think that would be great. It'd be great to meet the two of you guys. We've chatted so many times over the course of the past 12 months. And, you know, the fact that we're 2,000 miles away has made it very difficult to connect. But once we're all in the same greater metropolitan area, we'd be unwise not to get together and catch up.
I agree 100%, and it's kind of crazy. You're going to be literally right down the road from me. So I got no excuse, John, okay?
Well, and neither have I. So we just have to make sure that Jeff's on side.
Sounds great. Hey, we really appreciate you taking your time out. Go win your last curling game, and we'll talk to you next week.
You betcha. We'll see you next week.
John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us as he always does, talking baseball, usually mixing some hockey as well, but this week a lot of baseball. So keep it close. Jeff and I on the other side talking about March Madness and a whole lot more. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
At TomBartonSports.com, we charge no commission and no extra fees. Every member gets every play and every sport. TomBartonSports.com is less than $100 for 30 days of service. TomBartonSports.com is monitored and documented by multiple outside sources, including Pro Football Weekly, so you know we can be trusted. Come and join the TomBartonSports.com team today and start winning with integrity.
TomBartonSports.com is an informational site only and does not accept wagers.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
All righty, welcome back. Once again, it is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Hanging out with Jeff Rich, who's in Las Vegas, up early. Really appreciate you taking time out of your busy day. I'm sure you got better things to do than talk to me. But for some reason or not, we seem to talk each and every week. And I got to tell you, we do have to meet up, Jeff, when John is out here, because obviously you and I have never met either. We both live in the same town, so I think the three of us should get together without a doubt, man.
Oh, no question about it. And there's never a bad Sunday morning when I'm talking to you, man.
Sounds good to me, man. I agree with you 100%. Hey, I want to get into a few different things here with you now in this segment. And we'll talk a little bit of NFL. We'll talk some hoops. We'll kind of go around everything. And I want to start with DeSean Jackson and Philadelphia, letting him go. Looks like, again, I mean, in this league, it is about talent more so than anything. But I do think the Eagles made a huge statement, first of all. I want to say that. But at the same time, there's going to be somebody or anybody that does want to pick up DeSean Jackson as well.
Right. You know, there's so many angles to this, you know, to the release of DeSean Jackson the other day. I happened to be in the hotel watching SportsCenter when the news broke. And, you know, it's real ugly because, you know, he's saying some accusations are flying around that just aren't true. And, ESPN wasn't really reporting anything new other than to state, you know, other than to quote the article from NJ.com. So, you know, saying that, you know, he was throwing up gang signs on the field in NFL games last year, that he associates himself with questionable characters. And while all that may be true, I'm not sure how valid it is, because DeSean immediately made a statement and denied it. The other thing I want to talk about is how much people are praising the Eagles' moral compass in this situation. And I'm a little bit close to it because the Browns and Dolphins made a trade that might be viewed as controversial after all the developments with Devon Best in recent months. So, you have to wonder if the Eagles actually had a moral compass pointing due north in this situation, or did they just try to float them out in trades? And, you know, people in the NFL aren't stupid. They, you know, they know who's hanging out with who, and they know what problems not to take on. And, you know, it might be just that the Eagles couldn't get a sixth or seventh round draft pick for this dynamic talent like DeSean Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting deal if you ask me. And, you know, I did cover the Eagles during the years of Donovan McNabb and when they were getting to the NFC Championship game and never over that hump. And I have a soft spot in my heart for the Eagles as well. And I'm kind of scratching my head on this one, to be honest with you. But, again, it's a he said, he said, where DeSean is denying it. The Eagles are saying this is what he is. And at the end of the day, you know what? They did what they did, and he's going to get a job, so it doesn't really make a difference in the long run. But interesting how they have kind of pinned this on him, and again, he denies it, like you said. So interesting development there. Hey, also,
well, nobody from the Eagles is actually confirming that. That's all based on a local paper's story on their website. So, and the other thing to mention is that DeSean was due $10.5 million, which is a steep asking price for the output that he's been giving them over the last few years.
Well, and maybe that's really the kicker, and that has more to do with it than anything. And the other stuff is, like you said, it's just kind of in the air, and nobody really knows if there's any validity to it. So I think you may have hit the nail on the head with the bonus that he was supposed to get with the $10 million, and they probably just didn't want to give it to him.
Right. I mean, he's not a number one receiver. He's a dynamic talent, and, you know, and he's a game changer when he's on. I mean, we saw that you know, he rose the Eagles from the dead when, you know, the Giants were punting with like 6 seconds left in the game a couple years ago. I think that's the signature moment of his career, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, 100%. Another one I want to ask you about is the draft coming up here. Johnny Manziel has looked pretty darn good. Carr's brother's in there as well. Gruden's really high on him. Who do you think is the first quarterback that's taken?
I've said it since Houston hired Bill O'Brien that Blake Bortles is going to be their pick. You know, they've obviously parted ways with Matt Schaub. I don't think they're sold on Case Keenum being a franchise guy. And I really think that, you know, teams fell in love with Bortles later, you know, late in the season as the college season went on. Played really well in the bowl game. Upset, you know, his team upset Baylor, though I'm not sure that the line was set properly for that game. You know, I think it's Bortles, and I think that it might be a long wait for that second quarterback. I think that we get outside of the top 10. Teddy Bridgewater had a bad pro day. There's nobody that's open-minded on Johnny Manziel. You either love the guy or hate the guy. It really doesn't matter what he does at his pro days and in his personal workouts with the teams. And I think Derek Carr is a dark horse. I think that Derek Carr might actually find himself being that second quarterback. He is a dynamic player, and he does wear that stigma of the Carr name, especially if he ends up going to Houston number one overall, which would be something.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And I don't know. There's just something about Johnny Manziel that I like. I just think it's his escapability. It's his pocket presence. It's just there's something about him that I truly like. And I think the guy's a winner, to be honest with you. But at the end of the day, they'll make their decisions and we'll see what happens. Hey, let's switch gears real quickly and let's shoot into the NBA real fast because there isn't much to talk about other than the 76ers finally ending that 26-game losing streak, which is tied for the longest in NBA history. I guess where I'm going here is they've got a D-League team, and there's a lot of D-League teams out there in the NBA right now. What in the world can they do to clean this game up a little bit?
I think they need to take the incentive off of playing poorly down the stretch. I think that the lottery solves some things, but it doesn't solve all things. There's that area, and you and I are probably more familiar with it, with the Phoenix Suns, who are somewhere between the seventh seed in the playoffs and the, ninth or tenth pick in the draft, according to lottery order, where teams just can't get out of that basketball purgatory. And the answer is tanking. I'll tell you right now, the Cavaliers fans, despite Deion Waiters' game winner over Detroit the other night, they want this team to lose. They want to get in that Andrew Wiggins, Joel Embiid, Jabari Parker sweepstakes, and it's what the game's become, and it's really unfortunate if you ask me.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, look, I've said it before. When you have over half or about half of the league under 500, and realistically, there's maybe three or four teams that could win it all, and that's maybe questionable as well. You got Indiana, Miami, San Antonio, and Oklahoma City. Other than that, can anybody win it all?
No, I think that there's some teams in the West that can sneak up on you. I wouldn't be shocked to see a team that gets into the AC. I wouldn't be surprised to see an eighth or seventh seed upset somebody in the West. I think the Golden State's one of those teams that's really overlooked that could go on a serious playoff run. And, I think that, I agree with you. Oklahoma City's probably the favorites. Put San Antonio back there, put Miami back there, and, welcome Indiana to the party. There's, if Indiana or Oklahoma City could win, it could get us off this, eight teams that have won the NBA championship since 1980.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think when push comes to shove, I still like San Antonio. I mean, they just win. I don't know what else to say. They can put up points. They can play defense. They Popovich is the best coach in the NBA, if you ask me, without a doubt. Jeff Hornacek's done a great job with the Phoenix Suns. Don't get me wrong, but ultimately, Pop is the man. San Antonio, all they do is win, and they're very quietly the number one seed in the Western Conference.
Very quietly, business is as usual in San Antonio.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's pretty amazing when you think about it. Hey, let's switch gears once again now, and let's get back to the NCAA hoops and the March Madness a little bit. I don't know about you, but like I said earlier, I think Wisconsin has been involved in two of maybe three or four of the best games in the whole tournament. The game yesterday against Arizona, where they upset them by 1 point, 64-63 in Anaheim, California. You would have to think, I know that the Badger contempt, they travel very well, but realistically, this is a pretty close to a home game for the U of A. How impressed were you with Wisconsin?
I was. I thought that, earlier in the first half, that U of A was up 28-20. Every time Wisconsin started to close, they just put in a bucket. The U of A would put in a bucket. This game was well played. I think as expected. I think that we still have a chance for the Big Ten to be three of the the final four teams, which is pretty impressive. And I think that Wisconsin's gotten better as this tournament's gone on.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. I just think it's really cool when you have a Bo Ryan team that, look, a lot of people think he overachieves year in and year out. This year they have more offense than usual, but at the same time, I think they still can play pretty good defense, which we saw. They were able to get that final, close on Arizona, where there was a hectic play, toward the end of the game. There's about 2.3 seconds left, and they're unable to get a shot off. I was pretty impressed, to be honest with you, on both ends of the floor with Wisconsin. And then, Bo Ryan's father had passed away. He would have been 90 years old yesterday, I believe. And that's got to be a bittersweet moment for not only Bo, but the whole team.
Oh, absolutely. And you got to give it to Bo Ryan. He doesn't put a lot of players in the NBA. He gets it done with guys like Brian Butch and Kaminsky. And, not to say that Kaminsky doesn't have an NBA future in him, but, they're so disciplined in the lane. You could arguably call a charge every time there's contact under the hoop, as long as these Badgers aren't leaving their feet. I was really impressed. I thought that was actually a good call on the Nick Johnson charge at the end of the game, though. From what I understand, it's the city of Tucson is in a police state right now.
Well, yeah, and Sean Miller wound up getting fined after the game. And since you mentioned that one, I thought the play with Tennessee and Michigan, where they called Stokes for the offensive foul at the end of the ball game, was the correct call as well. A lot of people were upset about that one, but he flat out knocked Morgan on his butt. And, to me, it was no doubt that that was an offensive foul. On the other hand, Michigan almost blew that game. So do you think that lingers a little bit going into today's contest with Kentucky?
Well, I think that Kentucky is just riding a hell of a streak right now, and I think that it's almost a buzzsaw for Michigan to walk into. Before this thing started, before this whole tournament started, I had the four teams I had on the final four lines were Michigan, Michigan State, Florida, and Arizona. So Wisconsin's kind of ruined my Sharpie bracket here, but Michigan. Michigan finds a way. They don't always do it the way that their fans probably want them to do it. But they're a basketball team, and I think that if anybody could slow down Kentucky at this point, who's just, again, since the SEC tournament, has just really proven themselves. They get the big win over their in-state rivals, and this is going to be a fun last couple games of this tournament.
Yeah, you got Michigan and Kentucky going at it today, and then Michigan State and UConn. It should be a fantastic day. I agree with you 100%. And you know what? Michigan is one of those teams that they play a lot, very similar to Wisconsin, to be honest with you. They have a really good outside game. They shoot a lot of three-pointers, don't have a lot of things going on the inside. And I think, it'll be really key and important for them to be able to shut down Randall and those bigger guys for Kentucky. So an interesting day ahead of us, Jeff, to say the least.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll be back on the other side to wrap this hour up. Once again, Jeff Rich hanging out with me. He's in Las Vegas. Dorfman's in Phoenix as usual, trying to get over being sick a little bit. And I think we're doing just fine. We're coming around, but keep it close. One final segment. This is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages,
challenges and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment of this hour here on Dorfon Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich in Las Vegas, Dorfman in Phoenix. You can be anywhere, by the way. I haven't thrown the number out there. Might as well do that for next hour. 1-800-878-7529. Tons of things to talk about. Hey, Jeff, I'm going to let you out of here on this one. I know you're an Ohio guy. How impressed were you with what Dayton did, taking out Big Brother, having a solid tournament, beating Stanford, and then obviously eventually losing to Florida? How impressed were you with little brother Dayton?
You know, I didn't expect them to get past Syracuse. I did have them beating Ohio State. I thought the transfer kid, Jordan Siebert, was good. And there was just something amiss with Ohio State this year. Not to take anything away from Aaron Kraft. I mean, it was his team. You know, he had chances for the storybook endings against Michigan in the Big Ten tournament and again against Dayton. Came up short. You know, he doesn't get to live the Disney lifestyle. But, hey, there's no question those Miller bloodlines, you know, despite, you know, Dayton and Arizona going down, in this round, in these rounds of the tournament. But I think that they were well coached. I was really impressed, and kudos to the Dayton Flyers for making the deep run that they did.
You know, and you just hit a kind of an interesting point. You know, I wonder if Dayton would have won the first game, do you think Arizona might have been able to pull off the victory against Wisconsin? And maybe the one loss had something to do with the other. Maybe it was just not meant to be for these guys to advance, and the brothers both go out in the same day.
Hey, that's true. You know, that they've gone down, you know, going back to Miller's days, with the mid-majors. I mean, they've gone down in just such ridiculous fashions, with some of these teams, especially the Wildcats. So there might be something to it. I seriously doubt it. I don't think that Sean Miller needed his brother advancing to motivate him to go forward. But there might be a little bit something to that.
Just ironic that both the guys go out on the same day. Hey, Jeff, I hear the music. Means we got to get the heck out of Dodge. Appreciate you taking time out this hour. We'll catch up with you in about 25 minutes or so. And appreciate you taking your time out today, Jeff.
Hey, I love doing this, man.
All right. We also got to thank Mary Nemitz for her contributions from TakesForCause.com, and then John Poulter, our professor of sports. So keep it close. Another hour of Dorf on Sports coming up right on the other side, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.